Bederech Agav, in one of the many Gemaras in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin that deal with Limudim and Kal Vachomers and Drushes, and what's he going to do with this Pasuk and what's he going to do with that Pasuk. So the Gemara went back and forth, and we got into the Sugya a little bit of Naira Murasa. And it's Kedai just to mention one thing regarding Naira Murasa, only because it's, although somewhat agav here in Kedushin Daf Tes, Kedushin Daf Yud, but it's very relevant. The whole concept of a Naira Murasa, as you would imagine, is very relevant to Masechtas Kedushin. So the halacha is that if somebody is boil and ishes ish, other than his wife, the halacha is he's chayiv misas bezdin. He's chayiv chenek. He's chayiv chenek. She's chayiv chenek. If they have the child is going to be a manzer. If he wants to be mekadesh, this woman, the Kedushin is not toifis, because she's a chayve krisa. So someone that's boil, an eishes ish, is chayev chenek. Stating that, that's only true if there was nesuin between this eishes ish and her husband. There was chuppah, the kedushin, kedas moish of Yisrael. There was a full-fledged, consummated ishes. But to the extent that all there was erisin, they didn't have nesuin. They only had erisin. They did. The isha nitnes bekesef shtarabiyah. But they didn't do chuppah yet. Right back in the day, there was a 12-month period between when erisin was done to when nesuin was done for a psula, shorter time for an almana, didn't have to be so long, but that's customarily the way it usually was. So if all there was eris and not nesuin, so then the halach is if somebody's boiled this woman, not chenek, skila. And if you think about it, hagabatzmacha, you would think that if there was nesuin, there's a consummated ishus, it should be more chomer. If all there was erisin, it should be less chomer. And the reality is just the opposite. Chenek is less chomer than skila. It's machlekes Reb Shimon and the chachamim in Mishnayis, Masechtas Sanhedrin, what the pecking order is in terms of which Misas Bezdin is the most chamor, which is the less chamor. But everyone agrees that Skila is more chamor than Chenek. So how is it possible, how you talking, that if you had Nesuin, full-fledged Dishos, it's only Chenek. Yet if all you had was Erisin, then it's going to be more chamor, then it's going to be Skila. It's certainly something that's Sarach Bir. As I saw in the Znayim L'Teira, he says, the Lutzke Rav, he said a very nice pshat. He said, based on the Tosfos and Ksubis Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara Ksubis Daf Dalet Amud Aleph describes the first be'ilah between a husband and a wife after they get married as a be'ilas mitzvah. So there's three types of be'ilas mitzvah. Leil tefillah, leil mikvah is called a be'ilas mitzvah. Hayoytze l'derech, someone that goes away on a business trip, tzorech lifkoy des ishtoy, before he goes away. And then the first be'ilah, the be'ilah rishon, is called a be'ilas mitzvah. Says Tosfos, why is be'ilas mitzvah used to describe the first be'ilah? So it's Tosfos Ksubis Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Kari le be'ilas mitzvah, the first be'ilah is be'ilas mitzvah, mishum d'chsev, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chavez Amin Beis, ki boyalayich oisayich. V'aminin, and we learn from there, ein isha kereses bris, elo lemisha oisa oisa kli. That a woman develops a certain closeness to the man that does the be'ilah rishayna, that makes her a kli, meaning turns her from a besula into a ba'ula. Val yidei kach, al yidei that bila rishayna midbakba. She emotionally connects herself to the husband. Uboy lidei peri verivya. And that leads to peri verivya. Ula hachi kar lei the bila rishayna bila smitzvah. That's why the bila rishayna is called the bila smitzvah. There's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says that if you think about it, it's really a chiddush, because the Gemara says, ein isha nisaberes mi bila rishayna. So you would think, if anything, the bila rishayna should not be the bila smitzvah, because that's the one bila that the woman can't even become pregnant from. The teretz is, it's true, but that creates the pathway. That creates the emotional connection, so that in the future she's going to want bia, which will ultimately lead to peri verivya. But the point is that you see that bila rishayna creates a certain krisas bris, ki bayalayach oisayach, between the husband and the wife. So Zokta Lutzgerov, it could be that's why it was so chomer, the person that was boiled in Naira Murasa, because the Naira Murasa didn't have the bila rishayna yet. So instead of the bila rishayna being with her husband, now it's going to be with this boil. She perhaps for the rest of her life is going to have a certain closeness to this boil, because he was the boilayach isayach, and she's going to be missing out in her marriage that special quality that a husband and wife have when the man is boil the basula, when they have that be'ilah rishayna, that krisas bris. So the nesua, who already had a be'ilah rishayna, it's okay, the husband did something, this man did something really bad. He violated a marriage. He's chayiv misa, he's chayiv chenek. But the person that's boiled in Amiras is doing something even worse, because his be'ilah rishayna is going to be with this woman that's not his wife. It's going to create a kinship between her and the boil. It's going to take away from that special relationship that a husband and wife are supposed to have. And that's why the boil Naira Murasa is actually more chomer. It's interesting. He's mitzayin a pasuk in the Teichacha. In Parshas Kisavi, the pasuk says, Isha Te'ares. This is in the Teichacha and Parshas Kisavi. He's not mitzayin. There's actually two different pieces from the Utskirov. Isha Te'ares, the Ish Acha Yishkalena. Says the Pasuk, it's going to be so bad that women are going to get married and other men are going to come. They're going to be boilacious ish. But what does the Pasuk say? Very good. Isha Ta'aris. There's going to be Erison. Isha Ta'aris. Emphasis Ta'aris. There's going to be Erison. Why Erison? Why is that the emphasis? That's worse. Because it's going to be a Naira Murasa B'skila. It's going to be this idea that Bila Rishayna is going to be Al Yidei somebody else. It's interesting that the Znaim Luteri says that, unfortunately, this klola in the Teichacha played itself out. And when did it play itself out? He says the Gemara in Ksuv is not Tav Dalid, but Tav Gimel Amid Beis, where there was a gzera that if somebody gets married, Tiba'el Lehegmein Tchila, that a B'sula had to be Nivala to some Roman or some Greek officer before she was allowed to be together with her husband. So this was a kiyum of this klol of Isha Ta'ares, the Ish Achar Yishkalena. We've spoken out many times in the daf, the Mishnah Ksubas, third Gemara Ksubas, daf Yubezim and Aleph, where the Mishnah says that in Yehuda there was a very interesting minik. What was the minik? They were miyached, the Arus and the Arusa together, and they would encourage them to do bia, which is mind-boggling, because the halacha is, it's black and white in Gemara. The Rambam brings in a Perek Yud Hilchos Ishos that although an Aris and an Arusa are allowed to do Bia Midday Raisa, but Midday Rabbanan it's very Chomer. It's so Chomer, the Rabbanan said that an Arusa has to be treated like Anita. It's really, really Chomer. And in Yehuda, which is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, that's all it means, the Halach is, the minig was that they would literally be miyached ish v'isha. What's the reason for it? So if you look in the Meiri, in Ksubas, Yudbeis, and Aleph, and the Shita Mekubes, it brings in Ksubas, Daf Ches, the Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi, it's based on this gezerah, because there was a gezerah of someone who marries a psula, tibayla, hegmein chila. And the Yerushalmi says that this gezerah was implemented by the Romans, and it started in Yehuda, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Why Yehuda? Because the Romans descended from Esav, and they had a Messiah that Yehuda killed their Zayda Esav. Tosfos brings this Yerushalmi right in the beginning of the sugi of Kamsa bar Kamsa. Gittin daf nun hey amid beis. I thought Chushim ben Don. Wasn't it Chushim ben Don? Chushim ben Don hit him, but he didn't kill him. Yehuda was the one that actually killed him. And that's why Tosfos quotes this Yerushalmi, and other Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi, that whenever the Romans started up with the Yidden, they always started up with Yehuda first, because there was a special animosity they had towards Yehuda, retribution for the fact that Yehuda, the patriarch of this part of Eretz Yisrael, had killed their Zay the Esav. So either way, because there was a Gzeirav Tibal Hegmein Tchila, you know what the Chachamim felt they needed to do? That Bia Rishayna better not happen al Yedei this Hegmein. Because if the Bia Rishayna is going to happen al Yedei this Hegmein, the Krisas Bris, the Kibayalayach Esayach, the Toysfus and Ksubis, the Aftalar Man Aleph, that says the Bila Rishayna is the Bila Smitzvah, because it creates that emotional connection. It's not going to be between husband and wife. It's going to be between this woman and the Hegmein. That's the worst thing in the world you could possibly have. So the Bia Rishayna with the Arus, which is Mutter Midai Raisa, and then afterwards let her be with the Hegman. But we don't want the Bayalaya Chesayach to be with the Hegman. Either way, just a little bit of a beer. Again, it's counterintuitive. You would think that it should be more Chomer La'achan Nesuin. The reality is just the opposite. It's more Chomer where all you have is Erisin and a beautiful beer, the Ru'uyan Advarim Lamisha Amra from the Lutzke Rav, based on Tosfos and Ksubis, Daf Dalet Amin Aleph.